Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on patient Norma Santiago, date of birth 12/20/1951, date of procedure May 30th, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golcher Dio, referring physician is Dr. Jorge Rodriguez. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy, as well as cold biopsies. Description of procedure. Indication, diarrhea. Change in bowel habits with diarrhea and constipation, common personal history of colon polyps, common dyspepsia with nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and epigastric. Region, description of procedure. Informed consent of the same period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as emergency, while explained to the patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in lateral position. Sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated and severe gas scope is introduced into the esophagus and lands in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. The retroflexion is obtained at the cardiac air reception from the stomach before dural scope. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position as the direct exam was performed. A well-lubricated and severe chronic scope is introduced in direct and lands in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or fistula, cecal valve, and confluence of folds. Careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic pressure, transverse colon, splenic pressure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. Terminal lamb was intubated and evaluated, comma. A retroflexy is obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7.2-3-2, comma, good prep. I'm saying the patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, most prominent on the lesser curvature, comma. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body for histology separately and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies are the same to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. The terminal ileum from the last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. There were 6 sigmoid colon sessile polyps. 2 were approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. And the other, it should state 3 sigmoid colon sessile polyps. 2 were approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed cold snare polypectomy, and the other one was diminutive in size and removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line was an approximately 11 millimeter flat, pale splenic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 diminutive cecal sessile polyps from a cold snare cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 rectal sessile polyps from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line. Plan, follow-up, biopsy, pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast.
It is important to note that some of these symptoms that the patient is having could be as a result of the Ozempic that she is on, as well as her diabetes in general. Can consider gastric emptying study for further evaluation once off the Ozempic. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending TAF. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line. Recommend avoidance of NSAIDs and anti-reflux precautions were explained. Thank you.